Moving into the next category, jobs and the economy. So this time, we have three questions here, and we will start with Mr. Diver, who will start each one of these questions. And the first question is, can you share with us your ideas on stopping the jobs that seem to be leaving our state?
Sure. I've been about bringing jobs to Illinois. In fact, we had a question the other day about Amazon coming to Illinois, and I was proud that a year ago in August, I was one of the entities in Southern Illinois that helped bring 1,500 jobs to Madison County. And there's three things that I say all the time if you want to have job growth in Illinois. Number one, your communities have got to be willing and ready to step up and invest in infrastructure. Number two, you've got to guarantee those businesses when they move here, you've got a readily trained, skilled workforce. And three, the most critical is, and most people miss this, businesses want to be able to open their doors and get ready to make money, and we've got to ease the permitting to allow businesses to move to Illinois. If they've got to wait 18 months to get a permit, they say no straight up at the table. They want to be making money in 90 days. So that's what I will do as governor. And I will do one more thing, is I will develop a marketing plan. And if I was governor right now in Missouri, I'd be bringing businesses here right and left, because everybody that's paying flood insurance there would not be paying flood insurance in Illinois. And that's a big savings.
Thank you. Mr. Hardman. Okay.
Yeah, in regards to job creation for the state of Illinois, I plan to use some of the business transaction tax funds to open up, to set aside $50 million for a capital construction project for Central and Southern Illinois and some parts of Lake County as well. That's important. But also as a governor, I plan to meet with big-time businesses and attract them to come to Illinois. I know Amazon is a big question now. I would like to see Amazon move to East St. Louis or Decatur, or maybe move out here to DeKalb. Move somewhere where it's really going to make a big difference. We got cities and people out here struggling in Illinois. So as your governor, I will meet with a lot of these big-time corporations, but I am not in favor of providing these big corporations with infrastructure money here in the state. I want to make that clear also. And then also, when it comes down to tax breaks, a minimal tax breaks for some of these Fortune 500 companies, because they're already making money. We need them to come here, but the best resource we can provide them with is the brilliant minds and the people here in Illinois. Thank you.
Mr. Kennedy.
So for the last 25 years or so, I worked at the Merchandise Mart in Chicago, which I ran. During that period, more companies moved to Illinois to open an office for the first time at the Merchandise Mart Center than any other location in the state. I know what it takes to get them to move here and to expand once they arrive. I'm telling you, the thing that drives their decisions more than anything else is access to white-collar workers. That's the market they want to sell into, and those are the employees that they want working in their companies. We need to provide highly educated kids, both at the college level and the high school level. If we commit to being the best educated state in the nation, we'll have the best economy in the nation. It has to start with early childhood access, but we need to target the college readiness rate in our high schools. And we need to fund our great research institutions like Northern and the U of I.
Thank you. Mr. Panarakis.
It's all about investment. We don't do enough to invest in the people of this state. Small businesses, I propose for the first 2 to 3 years, the toughest times of a small business, that they get a tax levy if they promise to stay here 3 or 4 years after that tax levy, so that they can grow, they can hire more people, and they can hire those people at a higher wage. It's also investment in kids. Once we get our finances done, I want to keep 55% of freshmen leave this state. Sometimes a lot of them don't come back. If we invest in education, higher education within Illinois, offering kids that their families make under $100,000 a year free education within the state, that's going to keep people here. And that level of higher education is going to bring job growth into this state.
And Mr. Biss.
I think we need to ask ourselves, what kind of job growth do we want to see? So first of all, do we want to see a state whose economic policy is go after the biggest, most famous headline grabbing corporations with giant giveaways while everybody else has a harder time making ends meet? Or do we want a level playing field economy so that small businesses and entrepreneurs have an equal chance? That's what we want, And that's what we need. And to do that, we need not to focus just on how much we can give to a particular big company to come here, but on having a fair tax code that works for everyone and a fair regulatory system that isn't written by the lobbyists of the big corporations who right now are so well represented in Springfield. That's number one. Number two, do we want a race to the bottom strategy of economic development, trying to see if we can undercut Alabama for low wages, or do we want to have a high wage, high skill economy? Well, I don't think it's a hard choice. To do that, invest in education, invest in higher education, make college universally affordable to every single person, and raise wages, because that puts money in people's pockets, which is why a $15 minimum wage would help grow the kind of economy we need here in the state of Illinois.
Thank you. All right, next question, and we'll start again with Bob Diver. If you were governor, how would you lure a company like Amazon, which would provide a lot of jobs for Illinois?
Sure. Well, I believe that Illinois has done a poor job in marketing itself. And you cannot begin by telling everyone in the United States why not to move here, that we have high property taxes, we have high workers' comp rates, this is a terrible place, and that people are leaving faster than they're coming in. I think you have to begin to sell Illinois. You have to tell them that Illinois is the home of Transcom, the United States Air Force deployment of all goods worldwide. And if you want to do business and grow a business around logistics, this is the place you move. This is the place you move if you need fresh water resources. This is the place you move if you want agricultural resources readily available from soy and corn. So you have to develop a marketing plan, and as has been mentioned by other candidates, we have a human resource here of our university systems that needs to be rebuilt, that we need to reinvest in, that the current administration is letting crumble. And we will not have that knowledge base if we don't rebuild that university system.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Hardiman.
Yep. Well, we need Amazon to move to Illinois because Amazon represents 50,000 potential jobs for the state of Illinois. So what I would do is meet with the leaders of Amazon, and it would be their second headquarters. This would be their second headquarters. And I would also talk about providing them with concessions in the areas of air and railroad type of concessions to kind of reduce some of those costs so they can transport and do everything they need to do on a higher level. But most important, we have some of the best brilliant minds in Illinois to work those jobs in the technical arena, so that's what we would talk about. But once again, I would love to see Amazon, I have to just put it on the record, move to a place like East St. Louis. People down in East St. Louis have been struggling for 30 years. Nothing has changed down there. People keep talking about what they're going to do for Southern Illinois. Your governor, T.U. Hardiman, is going to rebuild Southern Illinois for everybody, okay? And then last but not least, I only have 15 seconds. It was proven, I found out that women are doing some of the same jobs that men are doing in Illinois, and they're not getting paid the same wages. I plan to stop that immediately. Stop that immediately, okay?
Thank you. Mr. Kennedy.
I think there's really only one development program that works in multiple cities and multiple decades in the history of the United States. It's what drives the economies that if you could trade our economy for tonight, you would. The economy of Silicon Valley, of Austin, Texas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Research Triangle, North Carolina, Boston, Massachusetts, New York, Akron, Ohio, where more people work in the polymer industry today than ever worked in making tires in the tire capital of the world during the heyday of tire production. All of that comes from investment in higher ed, where professors study basic research, sloughs off applied research, people invest in those ideas, they start little companies who employ people, that pay taxes, that fund local schools and educate another generation ready to begin that process again and again. That's how you build an economy, not with corporate welfare.
Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Mr. Petarakis.
We have, first off, a horrible PR department, I think, within the state of Illinois. Our leader is not really a leader. I don't even call him governor anymore because he didn't deserve the title. But the bureaucracy and the ineffectiveness of our government, whether it be Democrats or Republicans, shies people away. You know, when we invest in the children here, we invest in for people that want to raise families here, we invest in the infrastructure, When we invest in higher education, Amazons would flock here. They would flock here in the masses. And a lot of Democrats in the past, Quinn was one of them, when they promised Motorola's, when they promised Caterpillar's, when they promised these large corporations that will support you in the state, will give you a tax break, guess what happens? They get the tax break and they don't live up to their promises. I was in Libertyville in Motorola. They signed a big thing with Pat Quinn. We're gonna bring 6,000 jobs into Illinois. They sold to Google next year. So it's holding those corporations accountable. If we're gonna give them any tax breaks and incentives to come to the state, they need to live up to those promises and hire the people that they say they're gonna hire, or else they're gonna pay some fines once they move in the state. Because let's be honest, once they're in the state, good luck trying to get back out.
But thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bedarakis. And Mr. Biss.
Thank you. Listen, we have to look at any of these deals very, very carefully and take a skeptical eye to them, because it has been so easy for politicians to give away the store because tomorrow's headline looks great, and then for years and years and years, we the public pay. We also need to make our state attractive, generally speaking. If we had a sustainable budget that actually worked for the long term, that has a modern tax code for a modern economy, so that a business could look at Illinois and say, yeah, I think that what you have now will be improved upon in the next decade instead of get worse, that's very attractive. And that attracts a broad-based, bottom-up business growth, which is exactly what we want. But what else? Yes, we need a well-educated workforce. We also need a culturally diverse, thriving community like we have here in Illinois, like is under attack with President Trump. If we had a government that were leading the anti-Trump resistance and making Illinois the most welcoming place for diverse people from across the world to come to, that would be the best possible thing for our economy and for our cultural life. And instead, we have a governor who hides from those issues because he's terrified of his right-wing base.
Thank you, Mr. Biss. And our final question in the jobs and the economy category. We'll start with Mr. Diber. What reforms to Illinois' transportation infrastructure would you make should you be elected?
Well, first and foremost, I've been a strong proponent of high-speed rail in Illinois, and I'm proud of the fact that I helped identify the Tiger Grant that just opened the line from Alton to Chicago, the first high-speed rail in the Midwest that's taking place. A new station just opened 2 weeks ago. I'm for expanding the infrastructure of rail systems throughout Illinois through interstate commerce. I'd like to see further expansion of high-speed rail in the United States overall. Also, in our infrastructure development, we are a logistics center of this country in which we can disperse more product 750 miles radius than any state. So we have to keep our highway systems intact and our bridges intact. And that only comes with one means, and that's revenue that we have to put into the investment of this infrastructure, because this is really where our jobs are in Illinois today. Not just in the drivers, not just in the docks, but it's in all the maintenance that we have in all these trucking industries in Illinois that's thriving this economy.
Thank you. Mr. Hardiman.
Well, railways and railroads is very important. Illinois is a powerhouse in that particular arena, and we have to make sure we invest in the infrastructure for the railways. That's very important in Illinois so we can remain a powerhouse for many, many decades to come. Right now, as your governor, I plan to sit down and meet with all the leaders in the railway industry here in Illinois and work out a very feasible plan that works for everybody in Illinois. Once again, it's about investing in infrastructure with the $50 million for capital construction projects. That's what we plan to do in regards to the Hardeman administration. And that's my answer for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kennedy.
Was the question infrastructure generally? Is that right?
It's transportation infrastructure.
So, in terms of transportation infrastructure, there are super well-documented issues in Illinois, each of which is nearly self-funding in its problem-solving. That is, we can invest in solutions around rail transportation bottlenecks in the Chicago area, open up access to O'Hare Airport, fix the transportation along the Mississippi River in ways that are self-financing. We can invest in those projects at a cost lower than the rate of return that we generate from new taxes or fees. Those ideas have been around for decades. They're widely studied, and there are studies that give us a roadmap for the future. The problem is we have a libertarian governor who's disguised himself as a Republican, who doesn't believe in communal investment. If any one of us was governor of the state, we would fix those problems and drive economic expansion.
Thank you. Mr. Petrakis.
So first and foremost, we need to keep our construction workers and our union workers working in this state. So we needed to fully invest all our efforts in the bridge, roadways, and again, I apologize, I am a civil engineer. I probably caused you guys a little bit of trouble on 290 or like 88 over the years, widening or fixing things. But that's the kind of investment we need in this state. Everyone's talked about rail. I would love to see the Hyperloop once Elon Musk figures it out in California between here and Carbondale. Love to see that. And then also too, I know this isn't transportation, but sustainability in general. Invest in solar energy, clean energy, renewable energy, and again, be a leader in something other than debt and Republican governors. Okay?
Thank you. Mr. Biss.
We get this so wrong in Illinois, and it is such a natural asset for us sitting in the exact center of the continental transportation network. It is one of our most important economic assets, and we just screw it up. We need to have sustainable, progressive revenue to fund ongoing infrastructure investments, and that means roads, and that means bridges, that means improvements to our system of road transportation, and it means a lot more beside that. Know this, mass transit is something that is typically used to divide the Chicago area from the rest of the state. That's a terrible mistake. We need to invest in mass transit everywhere. Yes, in high-speed rail connecting the different population centers across Illinois, but also not just in the L in Chicago, but in bus systems that absolutely cause mid-sized cities just like this one across the state to thrive and to create economic opportunity for people in communities who cannot afford a car and can only afford to get to a job if we finally have the kind of transportation system that we can afford and that we ought to have. We should get this one right.
Thank you, Mr. Biss.